Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. This morning's scripture lessons are as follows. Isaiah 44, 21 to 23. Ephesians 4, 22 to 28. Matthew 9, 1 through 8, and the closing hymn, hymn 20. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that by nature we are sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, of thy bountiful goodness, keep us, we beseech thee, from all things that are hurtful to us, that we, being ready both in body and soul, may cheerfully accept those things that thou wouldst have done for us. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The reading of the Old Testament, Isaiah 44, 21 to 23. Remember thee, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. So far. The Epistle, Ephesians 4, 22-28. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be reunited, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which are good, that he might have to give to them that needs. So far. The Gospel, Matthew 9, 1-8, which is the basis for my sermon. And Jesus entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he saith to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And let us confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Like I said a moment ago, my sermon is based upon this morning's gospel reading. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this morning's gospel, we have three things that stand out very clear. Three miracles. Number one, the miracle of the Holy Spirit working faith in the hearts of four men who carried their paralyzed friend to Christ, and the faith of the paralytic himself. Number two, the miracle of the forgiveness of the man's sins, the most precious of all blessings. And number three, the actual healing of the man's paralyzed limbs by the great physician himself. Faith, forgiveness, and healing. What a trilogy of divine power and grace and blessing. We are told that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Well, in this morning's gospel, we have five persons, five friends, four with solid limbs, one physically crippled, all declaring that Jesus is Lord. The four friends of our gospel, well, they were on a mission of mercy. They were motivated to bring their crippled friend to the friend of sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ. By the comparison, they felt in their hearts and the compassion for their unfortunate friend. But behind all of this was a miracle worked by the Spirit of the living God. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, worked a miracle, without which no one can enter the kingdom of God. You see, faith in God is both a gift of God and a miracle performed in us by God. To define faith sometimes is a difficult thing, but putting it simply, it's the knowledge and trust. In terms of the four friends in our gospel means just this. We know that this Jesus can do mighty works that no ordinary man, no ordinary human being can do. We agree that this Jesus, who is able to make even the winds and the Sea of Galilee obey him, must be the very incarnation of the mighty God. Consequently, because he can control the forces of nature, he most certainly can control the sickness of our crippled friend, and he's willing to do it. He is the one who so loved our friend and all of us that he came to give his life as a ransom for us. And surely he will, with his life, give us all things. Therefore, faith lays hold of and receives Christ and his salvation. Now, we have been instructed and confirmed in the great teachings of the Christian religion, and we have declared before God that what we have learned is true. But so often we lack the trust, the confidence, the conviction that in Jesus Christ we have forgiveness and a gracious God, that this truth is really for us. But it is. Because our Lord offered himself as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, he is also our hope in every burden, every problem, every sorrow. You and I may count but little in an age which regards life so cheap. But in our Lord's sight, we, as his own, are worth more than the entire world and are therefore constantly guarded by his protecting love. We have been purchased by the highest price ever paid, his suffering and death in our place, and by faith we have become his beloved. Therefore, nothing happens to us without his permission, without his blessing. Every sorrow believers suffer is sanctified, so that the affliction is part of the divine plan for our spiritual strengthening and ultimate happiness. You take Christ out of our lives, and the world becomes ruled by cruelty and terror. But keeping our eyes riveted on the cross, and we realize that all things work together for good to them that love God. In his Son, Christ, we find strength for the tempted, truth for the doubter, victory for the defeated, life for the dying, for he is our one and only hope and only help. And more than that, it is the greatest miracle that the Spirit of Truth, our Comforter, will guide us in all truth and will work in us and for us. Do we always appreciate this greatest of miracles as we should? When we stand up and confess our faith according to the Apostles and the Nicene Creed, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the forgiveness of sins. We are saying, in effect, I believe in the miracle of God's forgiveness. I believe that I can get this forgiveness only as a gift from the risen Christ, my Lord, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Martin Luther, when in the Augustinian cloister, burdened by his sins, he would cry out, "My sins, my sins." But how wonderfully good God was to give Luther a wise spiritual counselor in Prior Staupitz, who said to him, "Brother Martin, do you not confess every day in chapel, 'I believe in the forgiveness of sins'?" "Yes," said Luther. "Well then, believe it," Staupitz said. You see, sin is our greatest enemy. God's forgiveness is our greatest blessing. There is no greater blessing, no greater miracle than the forgiveness of our sins. For God has made Christ to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Again, faith, forgiveness, healing. As true believers, we have all three of these great blessings. Let us thank the Lord that the greatest of all miracles has been performed on us, firm and trusting faith in the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as becometh may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 20.